For some time, successive Social Democrat governments have spoken of the Czech Republic joining the Eurozone at the beginning of the next decade, on January 1, 2010. But the new right-wing Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek put paid to that idea once and for all on Thursday, saying 2010 was totally unrealistic. To discuss what this means, I'm joined now in the studio by Rob Cameron. Rob, have Mr. Topolánek's comments come as a surprise?
Not at all, Ian, no. Economists have been saying for some time that 2010 was really never going to happen. In recent weeks, several senior officials from Mr. Topolánek's Civic Democrats have said publicly the Czech economy just wouldn't be ready by 2010. And so Mr. Topolánek's comments are simply an affirmation, if you like, of what most people already take as a certainty.
And what is the problem exactly? Why won't the Czechs be ready, or the Czech Republic, be ready to adopt the euro by 2010?
Well, the Czech Republic and nine other countries which joined the European Union in 2004 have to adopt the euro. It is one of the conditions of membership. But there are four criteria for doing so. They're known as the convergence criteria, sometimes called the Maastricht criteria. Now, while the Czechs meet the criteria on interest rates, for example, they fall short on the criteria on inflation, and they're also in danger, at least, of failing to fulfil one of the key criteria, and that's the ratio of annual public spending to the GDP, which must not exceed 3%. And the chances of meeting all of the convergence criteria by 2010 are, in the words of one analyst at least, approaching zero.
And what has been the reaction to Mr. Topolánek's comments on Thursday?
A mixed reaction. As we've already said, it certainly didn't come as a surprise. Most analysts say the Czechs shouldn't join until the economy is truly ready, and they've warned that a shock to the Czech economy could even result in a fall in living standards. However, they also say that any delay on adopting the euro is having a negative effect on the Czech currency, the crown. And members of the business community, of course, want the Czech Republic in the eurozone as soon as possible, as it would make their businesses more competitive. As for the Czech people, polls have shown that there is substantial opposition in this country to adopting the currency, and of course that must be overcome.
And what about Brussels? Any reaction from the EU?
No, not at all, not yet. Neither has there been any reaction in Brussels to comments made by Mr. Topolánek and the left-wing Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico. They said in Bratislava on Thursday that the criteria was simply unfair, saying that they were designed for the economies of the old member states, not the new ones, like the Czech Republic and Slovakia, which, unlike the rest of Europe, the economies in these countries are growing more quickly.
So if not 2010, when will we see the euro here in the Czech Republic?
According to Mirek Topolánek, we're talking 2012, 2013, which is quite a bit later than what has up till now been the target date, 2010. And don't forget, Slovakia still plans to join as early as 2009, which I think for many Czechs will be a source of some embarrassment, although others, I'm sure, will say, well, let's just join when we're ready.
Rob Cameron, thanks very much.